just like that. I just love that song. That song is by Denise Rossier. Her last name is spelled R-O-S-I-E-R. Denise Rossier. She is a New Thought musician, songwriter extraordinaire. She's up in Colorado Springs, and I'm planning on getting her here someday because she is fabulous, off the charts. And I asked Bill if he would be able to do this song. And lo and behold, Bill and Robert, let's give them some more love. Just like that. Just like that. Life is always changing. And what do we do with those changes? So that is actually the perfect song for today's talk. And as you know, I've been doing a series of talks every month, choosing a different one of the 12 powers that was formulated by Charles Fillmore, co-founder of Unity. And he basically did a metaphysical study of the Bible. And so every person, place, and situation in the Bible represents some aspect or part of ourselves. That really changes up the whole Bible stories. I shared this with someone yesterday, and she said, well, that's really different. And I said, yes, it is. And it's pretty deep when you start to know that everything is a representation of ourselves. So when he looked at the 12 disciples, of course, each of them, he noticed that each had a certain power or spiritual ability that we all have. And he talks about those. And so there's some books that have been written on the 12 powers. And so what is the power that we've been studying for September? Order. Excellent. Check it off. It is the fourth Sunday, so I'm happy that you get to know that order is the order of the day. Now, there is a book called Divine Audacity. How audacious of her to talk about audaciousness, you know, to be bold enough to understand what these 12 powers are. This is by Reverend Linda Martella Whitsett, and it talks about the 12 powers. And she takes each power and breaks it into three components. Now, for order, the components are organization, which I spoke of on the first Sunday, and then because I've been gone for 2 full weeks, we had Peg Durkee and we had Dr. Lim Watson, so they were outstanding. I actually got up at 6:30 in the morning in Hawaii. And but here's the thing, I was awake at that hour anyway. I mean, when the sun comes up, and especially if you're in Kauai, Who's been to Kauai? Okay. You know what was making all that racket? Roosters. Yes, they're cock-a-doodle-dooling, and they do it all day long and all night long. At 4:30 in the morning, I'm just like, what is going on? Now, I went to 3 islands, by the way. I went 2 days on Oahu to visit some friends, and I have stories, and I don't want to go into my stories, although I do. I won't... You won't get your talk on order, and I'll be really out of order. And then I had 7 days on the Big Island, and Divine came over for 5 of those. And then I went to Kauai, and lo and behold, these 2 folks 6 weeks ago from Fort Collins had called me just to say, we'd like to come down to Santa Fe and have you do a commitment ceremony for us. And I said, okay, just don't come when I'm in Hawaii. Well, lo and behold, she says, if we come to Hawaii, would you do our ceremony on the beach? Well, let's see. All right, if I have to. So we did. Anahola Beach was gorgeous. We went on sunset tours. Sunset on the Nepali coast is off the charts. Sunset dinner cruise. Did a tour, did some tubing in the irrigation ditch of funness. It's like bumper cars, and you're going through tunnels when you have your little light on your thing. And anyway, I am going into story, so aloha. So back to order. The order is organization, and then there is a part of order called evolution, because everything evolves. Everything is in an evolution. There is a sequence in evolution. We evolve, hopefully, internally as well as externally. So there's evolution. And the one that we're going to talk about today is adjustment. Now, before I talk about adjustment, I actually want to talk about order more. When I don't think about order, really, a lot, except when I get to put together a talk. And so where in life do we find order? That's the question I have. Where do you find order? Nature? The body systems, very good. There you go, traffic. How about transportation? There is order on the roads in transportation. You have signs, you have stoplights, you have yield signs. There is order on the road. How about in vehicles? How you operate a vehicle? You have to know what you're doing in order. There's an order to operating a vehicle. You get in and you don't just step on the gas and go. You have to have the car on or in drive. There is order in your vehicles and how you operate any and all machinery. Your washing machine, your dryer, your, you name it, it has an order on how it is operating. If you don't know the order of operation, is it going to work for you? What'd you say? Order of operation. We often have order in our work and what has to happen on a certain day. We have school lessons. School lessons, you don't come into kindergarten and learn calculus or algebra, right? Or when you're reading a book. Well, some of you might start at the last page and read backwards or read the last chapter, okay? However, there's a sequence. There's an order in reading your books. There's order in grocery stores. There's departments. There's the meat department. They don't have meat every different way. They have a dairy in one section. They have the dry goods in one section, pet food in another section. So you have department stores. You have your clothing. If you go to the bigger department stores, men's section, women's section, children's section, shoes. Time. There's order in time. There's a clock, there's a calendar, there's time zones. Everything has an order. Repair shops on how to repair things. There's an order in how to repair things. When you cook, isn't there some order in what you're doing as you cook? It blows my mind. It blew my mind when I started thinking about all the million and one things that have order in them. There's sports and games. There's rules to follow. There's laws that you have to follow. We have laws, and there's an order to help keep order. How we operate anything in life. We also have order in how we drive. You know, your GPS, your Siri says, turn left, turn right. Right? There's an order there. How about our bodies? You already heard. All of our systems, our digestive system, there's an order. Our circulatory system, there's an order in our bodies. How about your finances? Is there order in your finances, you know? Relationships. There's laughter out there. I don't know which one was that. It was about the money and finances or if it was about your relationships. Order in your relationships. There's a family, birth, order. Communication. There's an order in speaking, you know, and listening. And if you're both talking at the same time, how's that working for you? How about the planets? Is there, right, the planets and the earth, the seasons, day and night? There is order everywhere. In our homes, do you have certain rooms that have certain activities? You probably don't sleep in the kitchen. You know, I don't know, maybe some of you do, but fall asleep in the dining room with your head in your plate, whatever. Plumbing, electricity, you name it, arts and music, there's order in how you play the scales and what you're playing. Church services, there's an order of service that I send out every week so we know what we're sort of doing, you know, sort of, in what is the order. So, where is there not order? There's order in everything. Again, this was just like something I didn't think about, but I want you to think about how order is everywhere in everything all the time. And even in how we create things. How do you create things? There's a three steps. It's basically in the sea of possibilities, infinite possibilities. The first thing you do is you choose an idea, and then you focus on it, and you feel it, and you act as if, and then it becomes the thing. There is order in how we create and manifest things in our lives. So now we've established that there's order everywhere. What happens when it's out of order? The first thing I think about is the bathroom. Out of order. How does that work for you? I'm like, no. Is there another bathroom? Out of order. Life can be out of order, and that's what we're going to talk about today, is things that are out of order. For instance, your car, when it's out of alignment, right? It could be causing tire wear. What else is in transportation and driving? You're driving and there's an accident. Something is now out of order. The flow is not happening. How about there's construction and there's a detour, okay? There's something that's out of order, that street, or the traffic light stops working, out of order. We have illnesses in our body. That's something is out of order in my body's functioning. Broken bones, laws, when a law is broken, there is out of order, doing something that is not in order. When in work, if somebody leaves, is ill or retires, something is out of order. It's not in the flow of how it's been. How about money? You're spending more than you make. I think that's somewhat a bit out of order. Our homes. Some of you have organized parts of your homes, maybe, and some parts that are unorganized. Your plumbing goes out. Your electricity goes out. Out of order. We have natural disasters, right? Things that get out of order. It's like you have a hurricane. What happens? Everything is out of order, in disarray. So, relationships. How about in a relationship? Miscommunication or no communication. Out of order. So how do we know that something is out of order? Well, could be as blatant as the sign on the bathroom. Out of order. There will be signs. Some will be very present to say, that's out of order. There will be some sort of sign telling you that there is a problem and that there is something that needs to be put back into order. We also have internal, because I've been talking about the external. You ever feel off on this divine discontent? You ever feel worried, fearful, anxious, sad, mad? Okay, so what we have actually is our internal signs. Spirit gave us a barometer of feelings. High vibrational feelings, low vibrational feelings. High vibrational feelings would be something like what? Love, joy, peace, serenity, gratitude, harmony. What was it? Curiosity. So you have high vibrational feelings. That's when things are in alignment. They're in order. Okay, low vibrational feelings would be, again, I heard myself say them, but you can say them now. Anger, fear, sadness. Was it? Mad, that's right. And confusion, anxiety. Scared. That's good. So what happens is when something is off, something is off, something is out of order, we got the sign. Now we can ignore the sign. Anyone? I don't want to pay attention to that. That's too much stuff to deal with, right? You don't want to deal with it. Well, it doesn't go away. That's the thing. So we have these emotions that will tell us, our barometer, I'm on, I'm in order, all is good. It's the green light. Then you have the yellow light, which is like, things may be going off. And the red light is something has stopped the flow, the joy. And that's what we have to pay attention to. And there's only one that I have a caveat to, and that is the word grief. Grief is an entity unto itself. So grief has every component of emotion in it. You can be sad, you can be mad, you can be depressed, you can be grateful. Grief is its own entity, and there is no, it has its own life. I call it riding the waves of grief. And it will happen when it wants to happen. And there's no control or adjusting or putting back into order the experience of grief. For me, when there's grief, it's called honor. I have a new dog as of 2 days ago. His name is Shadow. He's a little shih tzu and shih tzu. That too, right? How do you say that? Maltese. And anyway, he's hanging out with Wanda in the office. He's a little sweetie. He's 12 years old. Well, Shadow came to me. I was planning on finding a small dog after Hawaii. Well, Spirit already had this dog. I did a memorial service here on August 6th for a woman who passed, and Victoria, who is a congregant here, had this cute little dog in her lap, and I thought, that was a cute little dog. Well, then she put in a prayer request the next day, and it said, Shadow needs a foster care for October, November, December. And I'm thinking, oh, is that for me? I mean, I haven't had a little dog ever. I've had cats. And I'm thinking, well, this could be a trial period. But what happens if I fall in love with Shadow? How can you not fall in love with Shadow when you see him? So I talked to her after a couple days of prayer, and she said, Liz, I'd love you to be the foster care for Shadow. And if you want to keep him, you will be blessed to have that blessing, to have be his new mom, forever mom. Now, he's 12 years old, and he's had two losses. I got him on Friday morning. When Victoria left, he cried. You know, animals feel feelings just like we do. He is in grief. He is in mourning. He had his person, his original person, Diane, for 12 years. She passed. I'm sure he grieved. He bonded with Victoria for the last 3 months. Totally bonded with her all the time. He's grieving. He is sad. He sits in his bed like this. It breaks my heart because I want to see him in his happy mode, and I honor. Grief is to be honored. I told him, I said, you don't have to get out of bed. You can do whatever you need to do. I will, and he stayed in bed Saturday morning until 1 o'clock. He didn't want food. He didn't want water. He didn't want to go to the bathroom. Don't just leave me alone. I'm like, okay, I can leave you alone. So I loved on him as much as I could and also gave him space. So when we have grief, that is to be honored. You can't adjust and make it be something else. What you do is you honor the grief because it's a part of our lovingness. He's starting to come around. He's getting more familiar. I mean, I'm sure he got dropped off in a strange place with a strange person. I'd be like going, what is this? So, you know, I tried to put myself in his furry little body, and she was like, so I feel for him. So back to order and knowing that grief is one of the caveats to making adjustments. Honor grief. So, what do we need to do when we're out of alignment? Well, the answer is what I spoke of, and I'm going to speak of now. It starts with an A. Adjustment. Very good. You got it, Rob. Adjustment. And I'm going to just share with you what Linda Martellowitz says, because when things are out of alignment, we need to adjust. And the first thing I actually think about before I read this is when I hear the word adjustment, I think about a chiropractor, right? I mean, that word is really associated with chiropractic. Any chiropractors in the house? Anybody use a chiropractor, right? Okay, because something is out of alignment and needs to be adjusted and put back into order. So we have outer adjustments, you know, and I was getting ahead of myself. I'm out of order. Go figure, right? So back to making adjustments. When you have a car that needs repair, where do you go? To the repair shop. When you have an illness, broken bone, you go to a doctor or a homeopathic person to have some adjustment. If you have relationship problems and out of orderness, you go see a counselor. If you have a computer that needs to be, it's out of order, you take it to the repair shop. Notice that all these things, we go to an expert. Somebody who can put it back into alignment. That's the great thing about life, is that we don't have to know and do and be it all. We all have our specialties. I am so grateful for people who are financial advisors or people who know the finance and are on the finance team, because I don't have to do that. I take it to the expert. We have experts actually in our church on a finance team. So we go to our experts. If I have financial need, go to an advisor. So experts in the outer world. Okay? Following with me? Okay. So we go to the experts. Now, what about the internal world when we need to have an internal adjustment? Back in order. That's so good. Spiritually, adjustment is our power of modifying thoughts, words, and actions to support our wholeness of being. We flip a switch or shift our awareness to adapt to a new spiritual understanding or to modify our habits of thought and feeling. Okay, just a few words in here. We shift our consciousness, our awareness. We flip the switch. And also the words that we have to modify our habits. Anybody have habits of thinking and feeling and acting in a certain way? Heck yeah, we're humans. Humans have habits. Spiritual practices such as meditation, journaling, releasing, and affirmations provide a process, an order for conditioning or adjusting consciousness. Adjusting what? Consciousness. That's our key. And then I go to Fillmore, Mr. Fillmore, good old Charles. What does he say? You look in the revealing word, which is a metaphysical dictionary of terms, with the word order, he writes, the idea, the divine idea of order is the idea of adjustment. As this is established in man's thought, his mind and affairs will be at one with universal harmony. I want to be at one with universal harmony. You, yes? So what do I have to adjust? My thinking, my consciousness, because everything is how I see it. If I see it in a new way, then I get to have a new experience. But I don't know about you, but I got habits of how I think about things. So, anybody got those? Uh-huh. So we want to do some work on the inner world. And I'm going to give you a sequence, an order, and I'm going to give you an idea, since that was the word that was used, the idea of order, the idea of adjustment by Charles. So, I. The I stands for identify what is out of order. Okay? And not to ignore it. You got to change the ignore to identify, okay? You know, a plane that flies to Hawaii is off course 90% of the time. 90% of the time. It is doing course correction continually. You know, if it's off by, there was a story that I read, off by a few degrees, there was a plane that went off a few degrees. And it ended up 28 miles off course. They thought they were on course. unfortunately, they actually hit a volcano, and then everyone passed, okay? So there are things in our life that we know or we feel off, right? And I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to deal with it. It'll go away if I just don't pay attention to it. Well, is it going to go away? No. It's better to work on the thing. So what does the I stand for? Identify what is out of order. Be willing to know that something is out of order. And I believe that every one of us has something that is out of order. I have something out of order. And I'm aware of it. And I prayed about it while I was in Hawaii, which I will tell you, the D now stands for an idea. Decide to do something about it. Okay? Because it'd be like, oh, wait, I know that's a problem, but I'm doing something about it. D stands for decide to do. Decide to do. The E stands for expert. Go to an expert. Don't try and do it yourself. We need outside people. We are not meant to do life alone. We talked about experts for the outer world. Well, there's experts for this inner world of how I need to adjust. Because in my habitual thinking, I'm only going to stay in this little thing. I need to have somebody else's objectivity. So I am going to go see, I called actually yesterday because Spirit informed me. When you go to the expert, by the way, your number one expert is breathing you. Your number one expert is breathing you. Ask Spirit what and listen, okay? That's the sequence. That's the order. Ask and listen. You can even write the letter to God or whatever you call the Spirit and have it write back. It will be happy to tell you if you're willing to listen. So I decided I'm going to do something. I'm going to the expert of the divine within, and it says to me, you could use some counseling with your mentor, Liz. And I went, you're right, okay? So I have identified something that is off inside of me. I've decided I need to do something about it because I don't like feeling this way. And what do I need to do? I go to the expert, the divine. It tells me, see the expert of your counselor. She knows you. She's your mentor. She can give you thoughts outside of your little box. And I'm talking to her tomorrow because this is the A, act, idea. You have to identify, decide, expert, engage in that expert, and act. Take the action. So I made that phone call or texted her and said, okay, we're having a call tomorrow. Bingo. So I am going to use the idea of adjustment so that I can have more order and peace and love and joy in my internal world because I have that power to do that. I have the power to choose differently. I can do something, and so can you. So knowing that everything is a blessing, the things that when we're off course, it's actually a blessing to identify it because we can get back on course. Everything that seems like a problem, I heard this, is actually Spirit reminding us to get back to our center, get back to our truth, get back to the good that is breathing us. Get back in order. Pain is our sign to say, and so be grateful for the pain because there's a blessing in there. So may we enjoy this week doing the idea. Find that place, identify it, change up your life, make that adjustment and create more order in your life. I am grateful that I am doing it. And I'm going to know and give thanks knowing you are doing it too. There are blessings in everything. And so it is.